Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, where we talk about the Akashic Records and how they can benefit your life, how you can move into your own personal greatness, and how working with the Akashic Records can actually help you understand more about who you are. Because the Akashic Records hold all the information since the beginning of time and beyond. They are not only information, energetic information from this earth plane or atmosphere or level of consciousness, but they are many, many different dimensions of consciousness. They are the energetic holdings of the galactic information, because as you know, we are all frequency and vibration, and the Akashic Records hold that information. And we as humans can only access certain levels of that information. There's only so much our human minds will allow us to move into. However, what we can move into is absolutely magnificent. The Akashic Records can help you in your business. They can help you in your relationships. They can help you expand your creativity. Because what happens, and the way I work with the Akashic Records, is I expand the knowing. I expand the information by using a holy prayer that shifts the energy to make things accessible. And well, actually, the energy expands because of the vibrational aspects of this holy prayer. And tonight we're going to have callers. I know that we have one on the line. I'll be with you in just a moment, caller. But I also want to dedicate this show to all the moms, you know, all the mothers in the universe, and all the mothers since the beginning of time. You know, we live our life today the way we were nurtured and parented by our mothers, good, bad, or otherwise. And for those people who would like to come to some completion about their relationship with their mom, I encourage you to call in tonight. I don't know who we're talking to right now, but as the program progresses, if there's something that you would like to say in reference to your mom, if there's an issue you want to be done with and understand why did this happen to me, or a way to honor your mom, this would be the time to call in. And if you're listening to BBS Radio, you know those numbers. If you're not, I'm going to give them to you right now. The numbers you can call in would be 877-876-5227 in the U.S., and in the U.S. and Canada is 888-815-9756, or direct is 530-876-3222, and if you need our country code, it's 01. Now, this is a comment. Those numbers all feed into one, so if you get a busy signal, please be patient, and when we're done with one caller, you have that speed dial ready, and you dial in, and we'll have another caller. That's great. Good evening, caller. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida. Great. Great. And have we talked before?
This is my first time.
Your first time. Well, welcome to Akashic Wisdom. What is your name?
Annabelle.
Annabelle?
Yes.
Oh, well, hello, Annabelle. My name is Donna Fox. How can we help you?
I wanted to know more about what is my mission in the world, what is that I'm meant to be doing here, because I have sometimes duality in what I want to do.
So, okay. And where do you sense the greatest duality?
Where is what?
Where do you sense the greatest duality?
My mission in my life.
I know, but you have choices in your life. What choices do you want to do, and what choices do you think you have to do?
I want to travel,
uh-huh.
Maybe study in another place, and open my own business as well.
And I can't hardly hear you. And open your own business in what, dear?
open my own business, and also I want to travel to maybe another place, Europe.
Okay, and what kind of business do you want? It was like, here's what the Akashic Records are saying is that wait a minute. There is what they're working with you, or what they're actually wanting you to look at, because the Akashic Records will never tell you what to do. They'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. But what they're asking you to ask yourself is, where is my greatest joy when it comes to working? The idea here is that there are multiple ways to fulfill one's purpose. If you're talking only about career, that's one thing. If you're talking about relationships, that's another. And if you're talking about, you know, your own personal growth, what's going on here for you, Annabelle, is there is a fear of stepping forward into what you truly want. And there are underlying beliefs that are actually running you. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Kind of.
What's being said is you want one thing in your mind, and there's something else going on in your heart, and there's another part of you that thinks you're operating out of what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're dealing with more than one issue today. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
And so the question is, what are you saying to yourself that you should be doing?
I should be working and having an income.
Okay.
Which I don't have right now, and I should also be excelling in relationships.
I say again. I can't hardly hear you. That's the reason we have a bad connection here. I maybe everybody else can hear you, but I can't. You're saying that you should be working, but you're not. And then you said something about relationships.
Yes, I should be. I should have a complete balanced life, and I'm not having neither of both of them are working right now.
Okay, so are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. One of the other things is that we access the record through not only the Holy Prayer, but with your first and last name. But I'm not going to ask you your last name for privacy. So for you, all those people who are watching, if you would like to email me a question, it would make you put your current legal name in there. That will make it so much easier. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com.
Okay.
So let's just go back to there's an issue here about you feel like you should be working and you're not.
Exactly. I'm doing my best and I'm not finding a job. And I'm getting kind of depressed. So I don't know where's my blockage, if it comes from another lifetime, or why is this happening to me?
Well, first of all, the idea here of not finding a job it's interesting what the record keepers are saying. Is that one of the reasons that you're not finding a job is because you don't want a job. You want, it was like the idea of a job equals work to you, and work equals being uncomfortable the word is constricted. And so what I'm hearing is the conflict is that in looking for a job, the reason you're not finding one is because there's a part of you that doesn't really want one. You want a career. You want to feel fulfilled, and what you're looking for is a job. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
So what career do you want? It's not about being right, Annabelle. It's about what do you want.
Right. We'll see what
Like, if you could have it any way you wanted it, forget about education or money, What would you want to do? And I don't want to hear help people, because that's way too general. I want you to be more specific. For all those out there listening, you must be specific. When you're asking the universe for something, helping people is nice, but that's too broad. It needs to be
entrepreneur.
More specific. Say again?
Be an entrepreneur. Have my own
business. What kind of business?
Retail.
What kind of retail?
Clothing.
What kind of clothing?
Men.
Men's clothing.
Right.
High fashion. I mean, like couture. Or what kind of men's clothing?
Fashion.
Suits. And then again, what do you want? Why do you want to work in men's clothing?
Because it fulfills me.
Great. Why?
My soul is yearning for it.
Okay. And so the idea here is they're talking about all forms of clothing, just suits. Shirts? You want to make custom shirts for people?
Right.
That's it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the custom clothing that you want to create for men, isn't that correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so the idea here is that, and what stops you from this?
And which what?
What stops you?
What do you mean?
Why aren't you doing it? What has stopped you?
What stops me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm fearful because doing that, it doesn't take only creating things. It takes much more than that. It takes all the legal parts. 10% is creating what you want to do, but the other percentage comes to something else, you know?
Right. And now you have to consider something. You cannot do it all by yourself, and you don't have to. You first have to have the desire to create it. And then from that desire of creating it, you need to start talking to people about what you want. So the legal part that you're worried about creating a store and the dollars it needs to, etc., first you have to create the whole idea. Do you have it written down what you want to create?
Yeah.
And it is a vision that, do you know where you want your store to be located?
Yeah.
And have you talked to people about helping you fulfill this dream?
I have somebody that I could work with, but the legal part makes me nervous very much.
What makes you nervous about that?
That everything that you do has like consequences. I'm reading a book, very interesting. It says, The Girl's Guide to Starting Your Own Business.
Uh-huh.
And it's very interesting. I was so excited, and when I started reading it afterwards, I got scared, because it says, like, if somebody, your partner, does something, then you're liable to anything he does. So let's say he asks for $10,000, and probably you don't know, then you're liable, you know, for that. So,
well, first of all, it has to do with how you set your business up. It has to do with how you set your accounts up. And it has to do with, from a legal point of view, the lawyer that helps you set the business up, and what kind of business you set up, whether it's a partnership, a corporation, et cetera, et cetera. So there are ways around what you're concerned about.
Right.
Okay. But the issue here is that if you have someone that you can work with and that you want to move forward with, you have to follow your gut about whether or not this person makes you feel good, that it feels good to work with this person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you see, the question you're asking is more than just a 10-minute answer on a radio program.
Right. Maybe I'll call you later.
Yeah, because this is deep. And the information that the Akashic Records bring forward for people from business comes in very multiple layers. And so it would be very important that you consider a consultation before you go into business, only because the Akashic Records can help you structure it. They can also help you with the questions you need to ask yourself about creating the business.
Definitely. Well, I got your information.
Okay, good.
And thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I'll let you know. I'll give you a call.
I would like that very much. Thank you for calling in, Annabelle.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. So for those of the people who would like to talk to me privately, you can call me at 216-691-1233, and I will do my best to call you back within a week. I get kind of backed up, so I apologize if you have called and I haven't gotten back to you. It's been a busy week. But please try again. I do want to talk to you. Now, I was talking to now. Notice something here. When we're talking about business and we're talking about what someone wants to do, it's not enough just to say, what's my purpose? You, in fact, have a better idea of what your purpose is by what brings you joy. And when I was talking to Annabelle about the multiple levels of beliefs, it's that we want to create something and yet we hold ourselves back. We move into fear when it would be more helpful to move into joy. And to notice and acknowledge the fear and not allow the fear to rule us. Now you say, well, how do you do that? Well, the way you do that is by not, well, let me just rephrase this, by allowing and noticing how your body feels when you want to step forward. Uh-huh, we have another caller. That's great. Who's on the line?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's Claude.
Hello, Claude. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Good. And you're calling from where?
From Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Great, great. I think I got your email.
Yes, yeah, we sent one earlier.
Yes. And again, what's interesting is you have a small question that's got a big answer.
Good.
Yeah. What Claude did is he emailed me earlier, and he wants to understand. Let me read this for you. See, this is correct. And again, this may be a larger question that we can handle in a 10-minute answer, you understand.
Yes.
What the email says is, the one thing I would like to know is what are the steps I need to take to get my flooring store up and running, and do the record keepers see me doing well with this business? What do they need me to know? And that's important. Here's the piece on this. We talked to your wife last week, Joanne, correct, Joanna?
Pardon?
We talked to your wife last week.
Her name is Joanne, yeah.
Yes, Joanne. There was something about specializing in decorative flooring. Do you understand what that means?
Yes, yeah. It's templates.
Say again?
Templates?
Well, I don't know about templates, but what they were showing me are like inlaid wood flooring.
Yeah.
And that's the picture they're showing me again. And so the idea here is that if you've had a business before, what steps aren't you sure of? Have you had a retail business before?
Nope.
So it's your first time?
Yeah.
Okay, that, again, this is the idea here, Claude, is to there's research that needs to be done. And what research have you already done?
Pardon?
What research about your store have you done?
Well, I've installed for 25 years.
Uh-huh.
And I just went into sales in January.
Okay.
Of this year.
Mm-hmm.
To learn that part of it. And my next step, I'm thinking, is to get together with a friend of mine that has opened a store.
Okay.
About 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And get as much information as I can through him.
And does he know you want to open up your own store?
Pardon?
Does he know?
Yes, he does, yeah.
Okay. All right, so the idea here is, but you don't want him as a partner, you want your own store, right?
That's right.
Okay. And so the do you have a location picked out for your store?
Not yet, no.
What would be important for your location?
Accessibility.
By whom?
Customers.
Right, but that's the world.
Yeah.
But the idea here is, what do you want to? In other words, like, what kind of customers? Do you have the idea of the locale or the income bracket of the customers?
Well, mid to high bracket.
It's right, but do you have a location picked out for that area?
I have a location in mind. Yes.
Okay. Good. And so the idea here is that the store that you want to create needs to have a unique feel to it that will be different, so that interior designers will want to be, or want to
deal with this.
Yes, want to deal with it. It's the idea here is that the interior designers need to be more of your clientele almost than the general public. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like, and the interior designers with the builders. Now, what is also important, what I'm hearing, is that there are, in the States we call them handymen. Do you know who I'm talking about? Like the people who go and help people fix their homes?
Yeah, like feng shui kind of thing?
Well, that's one thing. But no, I'm talking about handymen that put in floors. What do you call them in Canada?
Yeah, subcontractors.
Okay, subcontractors. But the idea is that, you know, these are folks that do plumbing, they do flooring, they do. The idea here is to offer them a design service, where they could, when a person wants a new floor, they would be able to actually create the new floor, like you said before, based on your templates.
Okay, right.
So the idea of the templates are. What I'm seeing is they're almost designs that you create for people to put the floors in themselves.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah. To have like on a computer template.
Right, but it's the idea of that if they have a certain amount of square footage of floor and they want to create, what they're showing me, inlaid pieces of wood.
Yeah.
And what they're saying is that the template would almost be like a design that they put, let's say, four tiles one way and four tiles another, and by doing that they would create the design that would match the template.
Okay, yeah.
And
I understand that, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like at a front entry, or at the bottom of a staircase.
Right. Or a hall or a kitchen.
Yeah.
And so the idea here is there's something about, it's almost like you have signature floor, it's a signature flooring design that, here's one of the things they're showing me is a spiral, like they're going back to, do you know what a conch shell is? A shell that goes around in circles.
Okay, yeah.
On the floor,
I think so,
lighter and darker wood.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, or different designs of geometric shapes that are in the wood, but they're based on how the tiles are laid.
So
I don't know if this makes any sense to you,
like,
but I'm just telling you the pictures I'm seeing. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Like an inlay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the idea of the store, of creating a business, you know, there are typical steps of creating a business about that a person needs to do. So, for example, you need to find out how much inventory you need, and you have to start lining up your customers first. So what I'm hearing is that before you even open the store, you need to start cultivating your clientele before you open the store. Like, get to know the people who would buy from you.
Yeah, what the market is for them.
Yes, but you have to make your contacts before you open the store. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, just to show examples of what I can do.
Well, it's not even that. It's just the idea is you have to find out who these people are that are interested in buying this, and so you know how to advertise. And
okay.
So that you're in sales now, it would be important for you now to cultivate the relationship with the feng shui people, the designers, the interior designers, the builders. Now is the time for you to start looking at who would I contact. So all the people you've sold flooring to up till now, do you have their names and phone numbers or email addresses?
On some of them, yeah.
It would be important to keep those.
Okay.
So the idea here is
that
you have a mailing list for when you open your store.
Yeah. Okay.
There are many ways to. There was like there are more than one. It's a planning of what you want to create and really becoming very clear about what you personally, Claude, are good at.
Okay.
Don't try to do it all.
No, I know.
Because if you try to do it all, you're going to let what you really love down. So you have to find either family or friends or employees to do what you don't want to do and be very clear about it. At first, you have to do a lot of it yourself, but you have to know how to be able to delegate the responsibilities of things that will only weigh you down.
Yeah. It's to position the people in the right place.
Exactly. And the other thing that's coming forward is it's going to be very important for you to have all your figures on paper.
And my planning, I guess, too.
Exactly. Do not just go off and say, I want to do this and rent a space. Have your vision on paper.
Okay.
Know what you want to create. But again, the clientele is going to be very important. The customers that you want, you need to know who they are. And after 25 years of installing, you have a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
But it's about creating a real... People buy, especially what you have, from what you want. They're going to buy your product based on its quality, your service,
and knowledge.
And how unique it is.
Yeah, that's what I found in the sales end.
Right.
They get comfortable with the knowledge that I have.
Exactly. People buy from people. They can buy tile anywhere, but that's why what the record keepers are saying, you need to establish relationships.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And again, you may want to call me privately because this is a longer conversation than just on the radio.
Yeah. I might do that, just schedule a reading.
Yes. And because again, the records are very good at helping you from a business plan point of view.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
Good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I thank you for calling. And please tell your wife, Joanna, I said hello.
I will.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about business tonight. It's interesting. We had two business calls. And what's going on for you? In other words, like, what is really moving you into your greatness? One of the things that I love about the records is that their ability to truly answer your questions. And these wonderful questions are great. Sometimes they take a little bit longer than just an answer from on the radio. And that's important to understand, but at least we can get you going a little bit, and then you can call back and we can go deeper. But we were talking about moms a minute ago. Let's talk a little bit now about your mom and what it means to be a mother and what that nurturing is all about. You know, there's a. It's interesting. I have two sons and a daughter, and then I have four stepsons. And I'm blessed with the fact that all of my children have partners right now. They're all married. We've got a lot of grandkids running around. And well, actually, my one son is not married quite yet, but he's found his loved one, and they're going to be married in 2009. But you know, as a mother, you want the very best for your kids. And I've talked to many women who not only are mothers themselves, but who have been mothered by other women who didn't know what they wanted and have, in some cases, been wounded by their moms in a way that they don't know how to move away from. They're still living under their mom's opinion of them, and they're still living under the approval factor of their mothers. And when it comes to Father's Day, we'll talk about dads, but for right now, we're going to talk about moms. And what's the most important thing for you to know, and I want you to listen to this very closely. No matter what your mother did or didn't do, she raised you the way she was raised. She parented you the way she was parented. She instilled the fears in you the same way the fears were instilled in her. And she instilled the joys the same way the joys were instilled with you. So it's very important that you understand that women don't set out to be bad moms. That's not their intention. And if, in fact, you have a challenge or have had a challenge with your mom, and you are now an adult, it's time for you to let it go. It's time for you to appreciate whatever she gave you and let go of whatever wounding she gave you as well. Because whether she's on the planet or not, there's no way she can go back into time and fix whatever was broken. And so what's important for you to know is that it's now up to you. It's up to you to nurture your inner child. It's up to you to reverse what needs being reversed. And the only way you can do that is by forgiving your mom for not doing what she should have done and realizing that the pain that you felt as growing up as a child, no one can inflict pain without feeling pain themselves. It's impossible. There is pain within the person who inflicts pain. Otherwise, they wouldn't be inflicting it. Notice that. And so for you to continue to hold on to whatever it is that's coming forward for you, from a painful point of view, it's time to give it up. Because holding on to it isn't helping. And if you want to know, how do I give this up? This pain is so great. How do I give it up? Well, first of all, it's time for you to just realize that you are free. Hear that. You are free. Your mother's opinion no longer is anything you have to worry about. You are free. And you're able to move into whatever it is you choose without worrying about whether or not your mother is going to approve or not. If you're an adult and you're taking care of yourself and you're feeling responsible, it's time to let that approval issues go. Because the person that you need to look at for approval is yourself. How are you walking in your own integrity? And so the way you walk in your own integrity is by doing things that you know are in alignment with what you truly want. How does whatever you do during the day line up with how you want to live your life? And that's sometimes a hard step. It's a hard piece to move into. But it's time. It's time that you took yourself in hand. It's time you took yourself by the hand and say, I really want to learn to love myself. I really want to learn to move away from the opinions of others. I really want to move away from the opinions of my family. I can no longer allow my family's opinions to rule me. And interestingly enough, when you really get that within you, they stop bugging you. When you really hold that knowing that you are moving to your own drummer and that you no longer need their approval, you will no longer act in a way that seeks their approval. And so if you don't seek their approval, you don't expose those buttons. And if you don't expose those buttons, they've got nothing to push. So that's really important, real important. And so if anybody would like to call and talk about that, I would love to talk to you about it. Give a call. We are here. I am here. And so are the record keepers, waiting for you to talk about your Mother's Day. Would love to hear about some happy Mother's Day. I'll tell you all about mine in a minute. But if you'd like to call in, the U.S. number is 877-876-5227. And in Canada or U.S. is 888-815-9756. Or if you'd like to call direct, call the country code 01 at 530-876-3222. One of the things that's important for you to understand also is when, and this one, what the record keepers are asking me to share here, is that, you know, people call in and ask what their purpose is, and they want to understand what their purpose is because they're trying to be right. You're trying to do it right. And my darlings, what's more important is it's not about doing it right for anyone else. It's about doing it right for you. And so you need to decide what do you want to do that makes your heart sing. And I do know, I totally understand what it's like to continue to try to do something and it doesn't work. And so it's really time to look at how hard are you pushing that river. Because when you push the river, all you do is create frustration. Pull back. Pull back. And move into what is or what feels easy. What feels good. And it's even if it's just 10 minutes a day of what feels good, it's really important just to do that and focus on that feeling so that you can expand it. So my Mother's Day. I had a wonderful Mother's Day. I actually was able to be with two of my grandchildren overnight. They stayed here overnight while their mom and dad went to an important business gala that they needed to go to. And so I was blessed with having my two grandchildren here overnight. And then their mom and dad came, my daughter and her husband came and brought lunch. And we had a wonderful meal together, and we talked and we laughed, and my granddaughter sang me a special song, and that was absolutely magnificent. She's 2.5, and she's wonderful. And my 7-year-old grandson, he's not 7 yet, he's going to be 7. He put together he loves to put together Legos and things, and he put together special machinery that he likes to put together. And then they went home, and I had my other granddaughter come over, who is 10 months old, with her mommy and daddy. My son and his girlfriend came over with their baby, and we had dinner together, and that was wonderful, and that was my day. And I got beautiful flowers from my son in California because he couldn't be here. And so I felt really honored, and I felt really loved. And I think that's what's important. And I know there are moms out there whose kids have ignored them. And that hurts. I know it does. And I know that there are moms out there that don't understand why their kids don't honor them on Mother's Day. And I don't have an answer for you. I wish I did. One of the things that I found is during the year, I let my kids know how much I want to be with them on Mother's Day or any time for that matter, but I want to be with them their way. I don't want to be with them my way. I want to be with them their way. So the reason that's important is because by being with them their way and allowing them to be who they are, I give them the freedom to love me the way they want to love me, not the way I think they should love me. And that's real important. It's really important to take a look at in our lives, how do we allow people to love us? Because the idea here is, one of the things that my mom did, bless her heart, is that she had a tough childhood. Her mom died when she was 9, and she always felt sad because she felt she didn't have a mom growing up. And she had her own ideas of how she wanted to be loved. And so that no matter what I did my way, it was never good enough because it wasn't her way. And even when I tried to do it her way, I didn't do it good enough. So the idea here is what I learned from that, experience, is to allow people to love me their way. It took me a while to figure that out. So I just want to share with you that it's so much easier to not put value judgments of, if you love me, you would. Or, you didn't send me flowers, so therefore you don't love me. Or, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, just notice that. Notice how you can move into allowing people to love you. Okay, we have a question here. Great. this is a great question. It says, what do the record keepers have to say about the phrase, too good to be true? I love that. That's great. I'm going to get that, and I want to look at the other question they have. And the other question is, why do we need a specific day to honor and appreciate someone? Well, you're absolutely right. We don't. We do not need a special day. And clearly, the special day, or this day that's been created by the, you know, the greeting card people is Mother's Day. You know, I mean, that's how they make their money is by selling greeting cards on a special day. You're absolutely right. You don't need that special day. But the special day has created its own field, its own morphic field of expectations. And when you have a field of expectations that society plays into, then it depends on your mom. You know, if your mom is playing into the morphic field of Mother's Day, then then what happens is they it means something to them, and they feel disappointed if they don't get something or they are not honored. And it's truly societal. That's true. And I don't think that I don't know if other countries have Mother's Day or not, but I know that the United States does. So that's a great comment. Why do we need a special day? We absolutely don't. But for those people who are feeling sad today, or for those people who wanted to talk about stuff, that's one of the reasons we were talking about it. Great question. Love that question. Okay, so what do the record keepers have to say about the phrase, too good to be true? Wow, that's wonderful. I love that. too good to be true. So what do you have to say about that, record keepers? Huh. Oh, this is interesting. The phrase, too good to be true. Is for obviously for the people who have been raised or live in fear of waiting for the other shoe to drop. That's another phrase. It's too good to be true, and I'm waiting for the shoe to drop. I'm waiting for something bad to happen. So the idea here is, it's too good to be true. Too good to be true. Well, you know, there's a whole thing about the too good to be true. They're showing me a whole bunch of different layers to that, because the too good to be true was what they're talking about came forward at a time where people were being taken advantage of from a business point of view. And the reason they were being taken advantage of from a business point of view is because they were moving into trying, I know this sounds crazy, it's another one of those statements, is they felt that someone was going to give them something for nothing. And that's another statement that kind of is silly too. But the idea here is that giving me all these statements is funny. Like, you can never cheat an honest man. Okay, stop, you guys. The initial thing of too good to be true, this statement actually, what they're telling me, came out from the Depression and came and was really very, very popular also in the 50s, and it was when people would want to stop themselves from being taken advantage of, that's how the statement began, of it's too good to be true. So the idea is somebody was offering something that the individual felt was like they didn't have, it was like a big bonus. But so the idea is, the concept that we're living with now is that we're actually shifting that, and that it's true that it can be that good. And what happens is the too good to be true is now shifting to, what does it feel like for it to be so good? And if in fact the gut feels uncomfortable when it is offered, you really need to look at why your gut feels uncomfortable when something's being offered. At the same time, feel how exuberant you feel when the gut opens up and you feel joyous. So that's very interesting. I don't know if that answered your question, but if not, you should email me again with another question about that. Yeah, that's very good. I love that. So what in your life is too good to be true? Have you ever had a love affair that you thought was too good to be true? Notice that. You carry that. It's like you meet a person, and you go, oh my goodness, this is too good to be true. And then you hold the fear. You hold the fear that something's going to happen. Instead of moving into bliss and just enjoying the bliss and not worrying about whether something's going to happen or not, but just appreciating the time you have and the joy you have. You see, the interesting statement about too good to be true, what they're saying, especially from a relationship point of view, is that if, in fact, you don't live in the present, you're living in the future. So that where you get hurt with the too good to be true is when you hook onto this feels so good, but it probably won't last. And so as soon as you have those kinds of feelings, you're now in the future rather than the present. And so the idea here is that when those statements come forward, it would be really important for you to pull back and just stay present to how good it feels to be in the now. Just be in the know. That's what would be important. And, you know, last week we talked a little bit about ego and why is ego good or is ego bad. And the idea here is ego offers you boundaries. But when you run by expanding your ego for from a place that puts other people in a compromising situation, it's when you feel you're better than other people. And that's an interesting comment because it's really about honoring the goodness in everyone. It's not about being better or worse than anyone. It's about honoring the goodness in everyone and knowing what talents you excel in. Knowing what talents you excel in doesn't mean that you feel you're better than anyone. It just means you're confident where you are. It means you're confident in what you want. Confident in what you want. Confident in what you can do. And when you feel confident, you carry yourself in a whole different way. Whole different way. So I would like to tell you all that this week, you make a plan to feel good and to make sure that the way you feel is true. So really looking for what makes you feel good, even if it's small things, allow them to build. You have a fabulous mind. You have a fabulous aptitude for creativity. And it's just about deciding what makes you feel good. You know, I feel like a broken record, but I keep telling you to say the same thing. And, you know, you can choose to feel bad if you want to. Or if you want to feel good and you're screaming out there, but I want to feel good and I don't know how, then maybe what you need to do is write down what makes you not feel so hot and good. To get what doesn't feel good out of your body. And if you've done it over and over again, the time to do it is again and again. Again, I want to tell you guys how much I appreciate you. I want to tell you how much I love you. And I want to wish all the moms out there a happy day. I want to wish all the non-moms a happy day. Just honoring the nurturing within you. I guess that's the most important piece for today, is to honor the nurturing within you. And so it's time for me to close. Next week, we'll be here. You will be my guest. Get your questions ready. Email them off. Please put your email in there, your current first and last legal name, and your question, so we can address that with you. That's helpful. My website is akashicwisdom.com. Please call me if you'd like a private consultation at 216-691-1233. Or email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Thanks for listening. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I'll look forward to talking with you next week. Bye-bye. We want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Bye-bye.